Hello and welcome to Watch What Crap Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker. Joining me today is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, how are you, Ronnie?
Hi, how are you, Ben?
Just fabulous. We're recapping Next Gen New York City today. Super fun episode. We may be slightly biased, but it still was fun, even, you know, despite any cameos that have happened on this episode. Before we get into it, Ronnie is going to be he's going to be interviewing Daisy and Hannah from Below Deck on a little cruise there outside of the Bay Area, outside of San Francisco on August 23rd. So go check all three of them out. Go join, get your ticket, hop on that boat, have a great time with that. I guess you go to what, Hannah or Daisy's Instagram to get those tickets.
Yeah,
there,
their links in bio.
Yeah, and then I'm going to be interviewing Martin Sorge, who has a new cookbook out called Great Bakes. Martin also won one of the Great American Baking Shows seasons. So I will be doing that interview, conversation with on August 23rd, same night, down in Los Angeles at Friends and Family, which is in East Hollywood. And you can get those tickets by going to check out the website for Now Serving, which is a cookbook shop here in LA. So go get your tickets. Come see us doing some fun extracurricular moderating activities. And speaking of moderating, here we are in an episode where we moderated something on camera. It's Next Gen New York City. It's the BravoCon episode. That last week was all about going to BravoCon. This week is all about being at BravoCon. Ronnie, what did you think?
Wow. I wasn't expecting. I thought they were just going to show us on the side of the building like last week, and that was going to be it. But
yeah,
to have whole scenes, people clawing all over. I'm just kidding. We didn't have full scenes. We were in it more than I thought. I was like, whoa. It's fucked up seeing yourself like that, because we do this on video, but I don't watch this shit. I don't even watch myself while we're recording. I have my notes covering my face. So
I know
I don't ever see myself. And I was like, oh, God, no, I can't even listen to my own voicemail recording. You know, like, hi, it's Ronnie. Thanks
I
for
know.
Calling.
It's so strange seeing yourself up there. And it was funny. I mean, we got full on. We've got full on chyrons. They put our names up there and everything. So it was wild. I could not believe we were in it as much. Also, it's so fun to see our friends on the show, too. You know, they had a previously on, and once again, they put Lara like in like a mirror on a counter. She's like, this would be the time to fuck Charlie Zakor. I was like, I love that Lara just has this like line that they keep playing. And then we saw Kiki Monique. She was moderating. Ceci from the Bravo docket. She pointed out that they showed her in the audience. It's just so fun. Like, what a fun community that we have, that we do all these wacky things. And this, I loved that this show, this episode, really kind of dug into the BravoCon experience in a way that none of the other shows do. A lot of the other Bravo shows will talk about things that happen at BravoCon. Anyway, sorry, I was just interrupted briefly, but what I was just going to say is that while many other Bravo shows, they allude to BravoCon, or we'll see some clips, this is the first show I feel like where they actually really kind of got into what it's like to actually go to BravoCon and walk around and line up backstage and go to events and hang out in the hotel rooms and see the fans. So I loved it.
Yeah, I did too. And I love how they just make it such a big deal for them, because they're the youngest cast and everybody else like, oh yeah, you're a busy BravoCon. But for them, they're like, oh my God, it's BravoCon. The whole new world. Where are we? Look at all these people. Look at all these lights. We're stars. We finally made it. You know, they're coming out like they're at the Oscar Awards and it's just funny how they really elevate it in their minds. But that said, it is a super fun weekend. And it is really intense being around so many other Bravo lovers, and like the fans dressing up as different things. Like at one point in this episode, they were talking to fans on the street who were wearing like pink wigs, and another lady, I think, was wearing like a Lisa Rinna wig, and they were talking to these kids and they were looking at them like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Can I say something? I believe those women were at our party, because I recognized them. Unless my brain is playing tricks on me, that scene that was shot, that was shot at the base of the staircase that went up to our party. And I, for some reason, I feel like when they came in, they're like, we just saw Gia downstairs. Like in my mind, I have this memory. I could be now completely fabricating it in order to like,
they look familiar to me too, especially the Lisa Rinna hair lady.
Yeah. I'm like, am I just doing this? That way I have another way to insert ourselves into this episode. Like I'm not, it's like not enough to physically see ourselves. I'm like, no, that was our party. That was upstairs. They were coming to our party. Those ladies were at our party, but I'm pretty sure that they were there. I seem to remember the pink wigs. I seem to remember talking with them. I seem to remember them saying that Gia was downstairs and it was literally filmed at the base of the staircase going up to our party. So basically what I'm trying to say is if you came to our party, you were on Next Gen New York City, everyone.
Pretty much. But yeah, it was a really cute episode. So let's get into it. It's season 2, episode 8. BravoCon loading. It's BravoCon day 1. We're just seeing what everybody's doing in their rooms. Mira saw Dorinda in the elevator. She was in full glam. Shy has no idea where the fuck he is. He doesn't know what BravoCon is.
This is
what he's even doing here. I don't really believe him because I feel like Shy has done a lot of Googling and Shy loves the fame.
Yeah, there's something about this, like the insistence by like Shy and Charlie and Liam and some others being like, I don't even know what BravoCon is. I mean, I have a general idea of what it is, but I don't like really know what it is. I'm like, you joined up on a reality show on Bravo, but you like just didn't do any sort of like research or consideration of what Bravo is or anything. I don't know, like something else. Like you're just trying to be too cool for school. You're like, I'm a filmmaker. I don't do these things. I'm a fashion designer. I don't do these things. It's like, you're on Bravo. You know what BravoCon is.
Yeah, you know. You've at least Googled. So then we see Ava on FaceTime with her mom, Rachel. Rachel is Becky with the good hair, right?
I think that's what the rumor is, yes.
So she's on with her mom, Becky with the good hair. And
I love you like, ooh.
Because she's like, look at me. I'm just a sweet mom. I'm like, I know what you did. You're lucky Solange isn't near.
Meanwhile, she was the loveliest person. We met her backstage. And
she was. She was really lovely. But don't if you know like some gossip about somebody, aren't you always like?
Well, that's what was so funny was that she introduced herself to us. She came up to us and she was like, you guys, just want to say you guys did such a wonderful job moderating. You guys were just so wonderful. My name's Rachel. I'm Ava's mom. Nice to meet you. I'm like, yeah, we know who you are, Rachel. But also because she's like a designer and she's been on Top Model and all these things. So like, it was just funny to me.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just
at all times.
Yeah. So they're talking. Shy's nervous. Ava he's asking Ava how this all works. He's like, do we have to like talk in front of a lot of people? And she's like, yeah, they like pair us with people. So like, I'm glad I'm with Brooks because he's like been to BravoCon before and like he knows what's going on. Okay, that's assuming a lot. Talking about Brooks.
That's like saying, hey, I'm glad that I have Karen Huger as my driver because she's driven a car before. It's like, just because you've driven a car before does not mean that she is maybe the best one to be behind the wheel.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Brooks is like, I think I need anti-anxiety medication because my heart races when I leave my apartment to even go get coffee in the morning.
So now we see them going around. Shy's like, I'm going to go to the convention area. And he's like, best case scenario, being more accustomed in this Bravo world. Worst case scenario is like making an absolute fool of myself. Oh my God. Oh, God, I definitely feel like I'm an imposter. And then the producer's like, have you ever had imposter syndrome before? He's like, I'm an immigrant in this country. Imposter syndrome is like my second nature. So then Shy is on like a panel and then this he's getting ready for it to go on a panel. And this guy, Harrison, his friend, is like telling him what his rundown is. He goes, okay, you're going to be on with Carol, Reza, Ashley Darby, and whoever Molly O'Connell is. I don't know.
Oh, the Molly O'Connell burn. Ow.
Molly, astray out of nowhere.
I've been studying these people, so we have the Bravo tonight. It's like a thing. So meanwhile, George is getting her glam and talking about them being nominated for the Bravos. And the producer says, who would be the best person to give an acceptance speech? So they all take turns being like, not me. I have anxiety.
I know. Everyone's like, I have too much anxiety. So, of course, they eventually just, like, give it to Gia because she's been in the public eye before. So, like, give it to her. But before then, Ariana's like, you know what? Gia speaks, like, very good. LOL. She speaks very good. And like, what is it? Like, what's the word you said, Riley? And Riley's like, eloquent. Yeah, eloquent.
She's like, yeah, eloquently, sure.
When Gia is the most eloquent person in a cast, there's an issue.
Well, hey, listen, she's in a cast that doesn't speak good. So. Brooks is like, if I took a beta blocker, it would be end game. Those bitches would not be able to handle my acceptance speech. By all means, please. I would love to see, if that's the case, I would love to see that version of Brooks. What if Brooks just showed up? He's like, hey, girl, what's that?
That would be, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I'd be like, the aliens have arrived. And Brooks is patient zero. He's been the first one infected by the aliens. The body snatchers are here. They're taking over his personality. This is not him.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Amira and Ava are FaceTiming about last night, guys. It was intense. And George is like, yeah, last night was stressful because Charlie and I, like, actually, like, face-to-face about it, like, the first time ever. And obviously, it wasn't, like, the most peaceful conversation.
Amira's like, well, they tried to, like, resolve the issue. And, like, Georgia, like, very clearly did not want that. So I'm just, like, tired of it. Like, they just keep bringing everyone else into their problems. And Charlie's like, yeah, I mean, like, just, like, awkward and uncomfortable. And then, like, Amira's like, Charlie, I'm, like, mad at you again. And I'm, like, mad at Georgia, too. And, like, I don't want to, like, gag all your friends, but, like, whatever.
Yeah, so Georgia's like, yeah, for, like, the sake of our sanity, we just need to, like put it to rest, okay? And her friend Clark is putting on makeup. He's like, yeah. You got, it's not like you have to have a friendship again. And then he starts doing his poking his nose with his foundation or whatever. He's like, you don't have to be friends again, but you guys, you don't have to, like, rekindle, but you should, like, get it back together.
Just, like, I love
the pointing, the poking his own nose. It's like, yeah, you don't have to rekindle. I'm just telling myself it's really on the nose. You guys,
I love that there's, like, this, there's, like, a little, like, cadre of gays on this show that just sort of, like, tag along with the ladies, and they're just constantly putting makeup on at all times. They're always, like, patting their face.
Always. Yes. Austin, too. Every time they show Austin, he's just, like, putting on his makeup. Yeah, they're all so nice and supportive. Okay, so then we see Friday, 15 a.m., and Ava's like, is it going to be awkward? And Amira's insisting it won't. She's like, this is a work thing, whatever. So now we don't know if Charlie and Georgia are going to be able to chat. What's going to happen?
Dun, dun, dun. So Charlie's like, well, hopefully it'll, like, shine through this time around that I'm just, like, clearly on some, like, trying to keep the peace shit. I was like, okay. So then Amira's like, yeah, we just, like, all need to be, like, on our best behavior. And Ava's like, are people really going to be, like, there at 9 a.m.? Like, fans? They wake up that early? And Amira's like, oh, yeah, honey. So now, like, BravoCon craziness. And they're all going around taking photos, doing things, appearing in panels on red carpets. And Georgia has feathers in her eyes. They're just like, this, it's this look. And she's like, the bird look was, like, received very well. I mean, those who got it, got it. Like, everyone's away. Hello, Charlie. I know about you. I hear about your very drama. Like, what?
Yeah, it was very Black Swan makeup. And then we cut to Rowan quietly walking around in NYC. And she sees all these clips of BravoCon on her phone. And she's like, I mean, I don't know why they're not writing me. I mean, they're having a crazy time. They're stuck in New York. I'm just stuck in New York trying to write this script. Nobody's texting me back. It's me, Ryder Rowan. You know, everything, all my best memories are put into scripts. All my work. Like, what? Where is it? Where is it now? So then we see her screenplay. They're like, what would your screenplay be of BravoCon? She's like,
a girl named Rowan. a girl named Rowan walking in a park, waiting for people to call her. Nobody calls her. Do they hate Rowan? Are they calling Brooke Shields? Am I resentful of my mother? I don't think I am. What is a Nepo baby? Am I allowed to be one? I don't care. I'm calling my dad to read one of my scripts. Am I still writing?
How sad when the Nepo isn't Nepoing. It's like you're Brooke Shields' daughter. And they're like, yeah, you have to stay home from BravoCon. I wonder, do you think that they were not allowed to come to BravoCon because they didn't want to reveal new cast members yet? Or was it that they were still being tested as like friends of? Like,
I think just they didn't want to reveal it. They're like, you guys, this is huge. If this gets out.
If so, it gets out that a Law and Order day player / volunteer firefighter is on the cast, they're just going to tear down the Venetian, okay? So we got to keep this under wraps.
Yeah, I just felt bad because when you said the Nepo isn't Epoing, I thought, yeah, because she's like got the screenwriter half and the screenplay was kind of like, wah, wah. And then she's got the sitcom half. And the sitcom half was also kind of like, burp, burp. But I think Rowan needs other people to react off of because I've really liked her on the show so far.
Yeah, she is good. And by the way, there was one week where we did not recap this show. And I think that was the week when her dad was giving her notes, which we saw a callback to here. Her dad was giving her notes on the screenplay. It was actually a really funny scene because he came and he's like, what is this? Yeah. This is why are you doing this? This is too much. This is ridiculous. And then eventually he just looks at the camera and he goes, is this really boring to watch?
But I love when he was going over the script. He's like, whoa, you've got way too much going on here. We've got a telephone, an airplane, a vibrator, a pigeon, a trash. Like, what? It's too much. It's like,
no, I really don't believe it is. I think that it's actually very well thought out.
It's like, X. He's just putting X's through shit.
Yeah, that was
so
great.
Finally, she does get a FaceTime from Brooks. From Brooks and Ava. And they're in the meet and greet. And it's like, we're so famous. And Rowan is like, and then all of a sudden she sees Georgia. Oh my God, put down the laptop. Screenplay.
Put it down.
Yeah.
But the screenplay is not selling. Okay, so back to BravoCon. Ariana is telling us, I don't think people really understand that we have a really busy weekend, genuinely nonstop. And Riley's like, yeah, we're like working Barbies this weekend. It's like, yeah, so you have like 5 minutes to get to this meet and greet and then get to this panel and nobody tells us anything. And then they hand you a mic and they send you out there. So basically the point is they're being pulled in all these different directions. And then we see a clip of Battle of the Sexes. We see them on the panel with Jerry O'Connell, which, of course, like, so what's the difference between boys and girls? I'd love to hear. It's been 25 years I've been asking this question. What do you think, guys?
Why are women so different from men? Ask my wife. You'll get a 20-minute answer.
So he's like, so, hey, is anything going on between Charlie and Ariana? Everybody wants to know. And Ariana says, I would never touch Charlie with a 10-foot pole.
She says, I said what I meant and I mean what I said. So Riley,
do you even know what show you're from? The line is, I said what I said.
Exactly. From your former aunt. Yeah, so Riley's like, I mean, he really does wish he could, like, bang you. I mean, I would never let that happen. Like, no scrubs around here. Okay.
You see? She knows.
She knows.
She knows how to do it.
She's like, bills, bills, bills.
And Ariana's like, that might hurt his feelings. And Riley says, yeah, he doesn't have feelings. He's Charlie. So so then we go to an interview with Charlie. And they're like, oh, so what about Ariana? Are you going to pursue her now that she's single? And he's like, yeah, I mean, she's definitely being pursued. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah, really going to pursue a lot. I'm Charlie. Meanwhile, now let's go to Liam's show. And he's FaceTiming Ariana. He's like, hey, what's going on? I was at a film festival. How's everything going there with you? Sorry, the reception at the Angelica Film Center is not so great. Okay, how's BravoCon?
Shaq, it's really fun. What is that? I'm hearing, do we have a, Is that really bad for sex? I just hear a buzz. It's like a bzzz. No, Kendall's here. Kendall's here. All right. I'll talk to you later. All right. Gotta go. Hey, Kendall. She's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. So what did you think of last night? She's like, yeah. People were really grilling me about Ariana, huh? That's something.
Is it possible Kendall doesn't exist? Like, when they called her a shadow a few weeks ago, like she's not even there. She's just sort of like a shadow. And then they turned her into a shadow. I just keep on thinking about that. And this poor girl is like, sure, I'll shoot some scenes. Why not? It'll be kind of fun. And then she just gets roasted on the show. And now we all look at her and like, who is this girl? This poor girl. So she's there to like be like, let's have like a rom-com moment where we talk about relationships. She's like, you know what's funny? Whenever you've dated a girl in the past, you give me updates like every 15 minutes. And Ariana, you're like so quiet about that. Like, what's going on? Like, you grill me about my dating life.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah. Well, you got to find a man so we can double date, right? It'll be kind of like a make the wish, give the people what they want kind of a thing. I'm an actor. You're clearly not. But I'll still hang out with you for dubs.
Yeah, I do like her. Actor in love. So back in BravoCon.
Whoa. Don't choke on that jalapeno, Kendall. Jesus. God, can we get a check over here for jalapeno lips? God, don't wipe your eyes. Kendall, she's like, oh, am I crying?
All right, cut on that one. Do we want to take it from the top for safety? Okay. Sorry, just actor speak. At the BravoCon, it's time for the Bravos, and the category is Rookie of the Year, presented by Jen Pedranti and Wes Wilson.
Wow,
yeah,
what a duo to be announcing your award,
and what a time when Wes Wilson was still held with warm regard by the community.
Yeah, they're like, we need someone to announce Next Gen NYC. Can we get someone who's trying to have young person hair from TikTok? West, yes, okay, perfect. Get him up there. So they're like, oh my God, we slayed. We won. We actually won. Thank you guys so much. I think that we're beyond excited right now. Wow. I'm glad you guys chose Gia.
Sounds great.
Going down in history.
So now it's flash forward to later in the night. They go to Carmella, which is in Planet Hollywood. They go in there and like the lady who works there like presents, like opens up a refrigerator. It's like a speakeasy. And she's like, welcome, cameras of Bravo. And Ava's like, wow, Charlie booked a reservation. Hi, gentlemen. They're so impressed that Charlie did the basic thing, which is go on to open table and click on a box.
Which he didn't. You know, this was like a producer. Obviously, they have to get filming rights and stuff to be in there. And Charlie's like, oh, yeah, I love awards. Yeah, happy we won. Awesome. I mean, these kids, like, obviously, they grew up with Bravo. Like, they grew up on it. Gross. But so it's important to them. I personally don't care. I'm like really cool and do not care that I'm on TV at all. I don't know. Whatever. I'm going around my friends.
He's so aloof, Ronnie. How attractive.
Just so hot that he's so cool. He's too cool for it.
Man. God, that Charlie is the core. So Riley is...
My nieces, I taught since they were a young age, don't ever go because everyone knows what you're doing. Like if you see a hot guy, just say rawr, I do that. That's like the code word. And so yesterday we were somewhere and I just went rawr. And she was like, uncle, that guy could hear us. And see, he didn't know what we were saying. Jesus, calm down. I've taught you the language.
Well, there's also this, the Sally version, which is going, yoo-hoo.
It's a man.
It's a man. Please. She just becomes Lady Roger Rabbit. Rogerette Rabbit.
Shave and a haircut.
Four.
So Georgia left early. She didn't come to dinner.
Like, where's Georgia? She got her feathers on her eyes to come to dinner with us.
And Georgia, we see Georgia leaving. And she's like, day one done. That was fun. David's living the Bella.
I cannot tell you the depths of my soul to which I love Georgia. I just pray she doesn't do something problematic, because usually when I love someone on Bravo so much, they say something really whack, and I have to then know that I've committed my love to them on the podcast. It's say it, forget it, write it, regret it. That's what I'm always writing it and regretting it. But I don't know, every little verbal tick that she has, just her goofy smile. I mean, obviously I hate that she doesn't wash her hands, but man, she cracks me up over and over again. Just the stupidest little things, I just adore.
I think that you said when I hope she never does anything problematic. Anything else, you mean? I mean, geez. Did you watch the past couple of weeks on this show?
Oh, yeah, well, there's Georgia. That. But I mean, like, you know, we know, like, the when it gets really, really bad.
Yeah, this is Bravo.
We've been there.
Yeah, this is Bravo.
I've cursed her now.
So they're talking about how proud they are of each other, and Ariana's like, yeah, I couldn't do this without you guys, even Charlie. And Brooks goes, I'm dead. Girl, I would believe
part of it too.
Someone take a pulse.
I know. Brooks is barely present this season. And, you know, he's all the way at the very, very, very end of the sofa for the reunion. And everyone online is like, yeah, serves him right. So Ariana says they should call Hudson, let him know that they won the award. So they cheer. And then they have this moment. I believe that this is now where we see sort of like a bunch of clips, like the night's getting crazy. And before we go to commercial, they just have this really random shot of Shai's head going back and forth, like superimposed over a cartoon body. And like later on, we understand the context of it. But at this point of the show, I'm like, why do they do that? Why do they just have Shai's head on a cartoon just bopping back and forth? I was like, this show is now the production post-production department is fully like gone off the deep end, and they're just putting any random image in there. Did you notice that?
Now state, I didn't notice it. I feel now that you said it, it's popping up in my memory, but they put so many little things in this show that I let it wash over me. I guess they do it like this because of TikTok, you know, how it's like constant and everything's moving all the time. And I think it's supposed to be like that. But as an old person, I'm just like,
you know, what's funny. The plumber is here right now because my kitchen sink got backed up, and I think they have the snake in there or something. And it's going like this. And like, that's literally sometimes how I feel when I watch Bravo. I'm like, wow, I have a snake going into my brain.
Now it's day two of BravoCon. Ava's on the FaceTime with her mom again, and she's coming to see her. And then we see clips of everybody partying the night before and ending up in a McDonald's drive-thru. And Amira orders a 4-count of McCrispy strips.
She loves like a little fried chicken finger moment. That's what she got from Red Robin last year, right?
Girl, I don't know. Your memory is so good.
Onion rings.
And Ariana says, who the fuck orders chicken strips at McDonald's?
By the way, I take it back. It was that she got onion rings from Red Robin, I think, with a burger. I take it back. There is no pattern here.
Well, I'm glad it's there in my brain now, because now I know. If ever I'm at a Red Robin, Tamira, I know what to order. So basically, this is a lot of just nothing happening for a lot of this episode.
It's just like fun stuff. Later. It's like fun activity that's going on. And so Rachel, Roy will be coming in later, and she suggests that they all go to Magic Mike in the evening. And then now we see another panel, and it's like, I got it from my mama. So we see Teresa and Gia and Kim and Ariana. And our wonderful friend Kiki Monique is the moderator, and she's like, so who is the most likely to send a messy text? And Gia like points to Teresa, and she's like, no, I don't do that, because you don't want to put anything in writing. I learned that. Like your signature.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Shai is hanging out with Charlie, and they're watching social clips and stuff from BravoCon, and Shai goes, look, Gia's uncle's like never wearing a shirt. Charlie goes, bro, they're from New Jersey. What do you expect?
And then Chai goes, low key, Yeah. And meanwhile, Ava and Georgia just had to go to the high roller Ferris wheel. And I love that. Georgia is just fascinated by the Ferris wheel. I feel like this is her first time in Vegas, but I also feel like this is maybe her first time interfacing with a Ferris wheel. She's like, oh my God, like, this is crazy.
Like, literally anywhere. She's like, wow, like what's even happening? Like, look at this city. It's like, what is the strip? Like, what is that anyway when they say the strip? Ava says, it's where, like, the cool shit is. You've never been to Vegas?
That's where the cool shit is.
Just, yeah, it's, like, not what I was expecting. Like, for some reason, I thought Vegas was, like, much smaller. It's, like, much bigger than New York City. And it's, like, ding, incorrect.
I know. She's like, look, we know it's bigger than New York City because you can see New York City over there. It's only as big as that place. She's like, look at the New York casino. And Ava's like, but isn't Vegas like the number one tourist destination in the world? Goes, ding.
No.
Also wrong.
Also wrong.
At least in America. Ding.
Ding. No. Okay, in America. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Which way is north? And then Ava just points up at the sky.
Oh, my God. Even Georgia goes, no.
She goes, no, bitch. She's like, what do you mean? That's north.
And then just says underneath, this is how misinformation spreads. I mean, this conversation had me rolling.
So now Ariana is talking to Ariana. Ariana is talking to Amira about, I don't know, going to Topgolf. So now they go to Topgolf. Topgolf does really well on Bravo.
It really does.
They get a lot of Bravo time.
Especially Married to Medicine. I'm surprised when they went there, we didn't like see Cecil and Simone there teeing up as well. Toya.
And an iconic Salt Lake City breakdown with Jen Shah.
Oh, of course. Good.
Her
good
huge
memory.
Party at Topgolf for her husband. So then they're basically talking, you know, and Ariana's saying, I can't believe we all ended up hanging out in Charlie's room last night. That was nuts, right? He's even back in the chat. And we see Charlie, ding, added back to the group chat. And she says that this has been such great memories and, you know, Charlie's really trying to change people's outlooks of him and it's working.
Yeah, things are looking up for Charlie. And then Georgia is asking Ava, like, you know, how the after party was. And Ava's saying it was really cute, actually, and Charlie hosted and he ordered us all food. And, of course, they're all impressed that Charlie ordered them food because Charlie normally has other people pay for things. And then Charlie and Shy are talking, and Charlie's like, Shy, so, okay, realistically, real rap here. I'm going to ask you, do you think you were kind of vibing with any of the girls last night? And Shy's like, I don't even know what a girl is. This is crazy. Like, a girl? What's, like, what? Vibing girls? What? Okay, I mean, I guess, I don't know. I mean, here, all right, there was one thing that happened, okay? There was a little bit of a vibe, like, with Ava, you know, and I don't know, like, maybe I missed it or whatever. So, of course, Charlie latches right onto this, and he's like, yeah, I think there's a lot of truth to the fact that she is a drunk, horny flirt, and I think she wanted you to fuck her.
God, Charlie, Jesus. Like, so you're saying she wanted you to fuck her? He's like, whoa, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, it was like a vibe. Like, it was like a total vibe with her. Shy, he's setting you up, you dummy.
Oh, yeah, God. He is.
Shy, come on, Shy. You're going to have to get smarter than this, buddy.
So Shy basically is like, well, I made one little move. You know, there was just like, I don't know, just like one, like, we were both drunk and it was just like flirting in Las Vegas. Like, you know, that's just how it is, you know, like one little move. Make it seem like it was this cute, like a little cute moment between the two of them. But then we go to Ava and we hear her.
We all know that Ava did not flirt with him, right? Like,
right.
Poor guy. It's, and he's like a cute guy or whatever, but this guy just has no game. And I think we all knew that this was not true. And so then Ava's like, okay, let me paint you the picture of last night. We're doing like an after party at Charlie's hotel room. And then I just was going to my room. And then Shy was like, you want to hang out more? So I was like, okay. So he comes over and I'm like wearing grandma pajamas. And then he's like, you want to make out? And I was like, oh, yeah, no. So is that what we call flirting now?
Yeah. And by the way, this, as she tells the story, we see their heads on little cartoon bodies. And this is why there was a cartoon body, because like the cartoons were used to recreate the story, but they just teased the cartoons early in a way that had no context. That was strange. So Shia's like, yeah, I caught a vibe. I got a look from her. And the producer's like, what was the look? He's like, well, she was like, oh my God, she had me like butter, like absolutely, like I melted. And it just, it's just so funny because Ava's like, ew, no, absolutely not. Nope.
Yeah.
Not going to happen.
Yeah, it was just a harmless flirtatious night in Vegas. You know how it is, like men, women. Yeah, no harm, no foul. No harm, no foul. But like, you know, like her mom's coming to town. So I don't think we're going to have an opportunity to chat things out about our relationship. But, you know, like still, so, like, you know, like we'll talk about it at some point. You know, I don't know if it's right time to meet the family. I don't know. We'll see. We're just going to chat it out.
Oh.
Charlie has a really delicate way of summarizing the situation where he goes, well, congrats for almost fucking Ava.
Yeah, I probably shouldn't have said anything to Charlie about that, but like, that's my boy. So like, you know, like he, I think he's not going to tell Ava like that I told him this. Like, that's my boy right there. No, stupid. So then back to Ariana and Amira. She's like, yeah, Charlie also did text me last night and asked me if I left a vape in his room. And wait. He goes, if you left this as an excuse to come back and sleep over, now's the time to do so. What? That's like crazy.
Oh, my God. Like, and so Ari is wild. Charlie's like, I mean, it's like, I wouldn't touch Charlie with a 10-foot pole, but then it's also like we're rubbing each other in bed. You know what I'm saying, guys?
She likes me. How much of this is just that they're so easily manipulated and they've just done 30 interviews where people are like, what's going on with you and Charlie? What's going on with you and Ariana? Everybody wants to know. Charlie and Ariana? So now all of a sudden they have this, like, Charlie, I mean, have they always had this?
I don't, they're claiming that they did, but that Charlie's always liked her. And it sounds to me like Ariana probably is just, you know, she probably enjoys the fact that, you know, he's flirting with her and flirting with her sort of like with swagger, like Charlie swagger. What counts as swagger versus Liam, who's a little bit more like, oh my God, I'll build a bookshelf for you. Like, whoa, I got like you ice skates or whatever. Like Liam's doing all kind of like the dorky things, the romantic things, and Charlie's like, hey, he's like the guy in the leather jacket with the motorcycle, which is what Liam thinks he is. But Liam's
trying to like make a reality thing where he's like, yeah, it's my girlfriend. I'm on television. This is gonna be my girlfriend. It's basically how it works. Relationship. Yeah. And he's trying to really do the cheesy fake thing, and Charlie's doing the like, yeah, I don't want you. Or do I?
Yeah.
Which is Charlie's also being kind mysterious. Of a fake thing.
Yeah. But like Liam's feels like it's more like flirtation that he learned by watching movies. And Charlie's is more like flirtation from just being a scumbag. So Ariana.
Well, which Charlie's is flirtation from movies too, but it's like the bad boy in the movie.
Yeah.
I don't even like you.
Judd Nelson.
I'm just going to pretend to like Molly Ringwald because my friend dared me to. And then at the end, she's going to find out it was all a big fucking lie, but maybe I'll have feelings for her by then. Who fucking knows?
Yeah, I think that Liam thinks he's Judd Nelson. I think Liam thinks he's Judd Nelson, but he's actually Andrew McCarthy.
I think that Shy is more Andrew McCarthy.
How about this?
Andrew McCarthy was always the doofy one, right? Wait, let me
look up
Andrew.
You're right. You're right.
He's ducky, right?
Shy is Andrew McCarthy. I think that is, well, okay,
'80s and early 90s.
So is Liam Emilio Estevez?
Oh, he wasn't too cheesy. Who was the other Andrew? Who was the Andrew I was talking about that pretends to like Molly Ringwald?
It's John Hurd. Not John Hurd. John Hurd? No, 2.5.
John Hurd.
Not John Hurd.
Was that Pretty in Pink?
Yeah, John Cryer. Liam is John Cryer.
I'm getting all my 80s movies fucked up.
No, Liam is John Cryer, but he thinks he's Judd Nelson. He's John Cryer having studied Judd Nelson, but he's still John Cryer.
No, John Cryer's kind of the dorky one. He's Ducky. Who's the guy next to John Cryer in the movie poster? What is wrong with me?
That's what I'm saying.
I quit this podcast.
Okay.
It's Andrew something.
Okay, I'm looking it up. Brat Pack Men.
Act author, Andrew. I'm bringing it up on Facebook. Where else are you going to go?
Anthony Michael Hall?
Andrew McCarthy.
No, he's Anthony Michael Hall.
I mean, Anthony Michael Hall. Okay, yeah. Anthony Michael Hall is Shy.
Yeah.
Andrew McCarthy is...
No.
Liam.
No, I think that Shy is Andrew McCarthy. I think Liam is Anthony Michael Hall.
No, Anthony Michael Hall is kind of the dorky guy, so that's Shy.
No, Shy is John Cusack.
Oh, okay.
What? Yeah, Shy is John Cusack. Shy is John Cusack.
Okay.
So Shy is John Cusack. Liam, we still believe he thinks he's Judd Nelson, but in reality, I think he could still be Andrew McCarthy.
Yeah, I think he's kind of Andrew McCarthy-ish. Anyway, sorry to the young people and the old people. Really butchered one.
But honestly, and to Andrew McCarthy.
Really? And Anthony Michael Hall.
All of
really
them.
No one won here. That's the point.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Charlie's like, oh yeah, that whole I wouldn't touch Charlie with a 10-foot pole. And then it's like we're like rubbing each other in the bed. So what about that? And Ariana is saying, yeah, he says like out of pocket shit. But then he tells me to come sleep over in his room. I mean, that's just Charlie. Like, it's fun, honestly. Like, I love the attention. It's great. I'll take it.
Okay. Well, so Ava's like, Charlie, I mean, and then he's like trying to like make an effort. And Georgia goes, yeah, like good for him. Like, I literally hate him. Just you hate him? Yeah. It's like, that's a strong word. I know. Okay. Well, let me put it this way. He's like my least favorite person on the planet right now. I think that's a little nicer.
Okay, so daytime with Gia.
You're right.
Sorry, daytime. Amira first. You're right. I don't think they're really saying that much. But then we go to daytime with Gia and Christian. And this is where the ladies with wigs stop to take pictures with them. And Gia's like, I've been in the public eye since I was like 8 years old. Like, I didn't really have the worst experience growing up. Like, my family's been through the ringer, but it, like, opens up, like, so much opportunities for me right now, which is clearly, like, influencing and having, like, a giant new apartment and stuff like that. But she goes, yeah, like, my family reconciling. Oh, stop. And it's cute because she does mean her family is reconciling for TV. But, like, to her, it's so sweet. She's like, look, TV forced my mom and her sister-in-law to get back together again, or they wouldn't be on TV anymore. And it worked. And now everybody's pretending to like each other again. Thanks, reality TV.
The powers of reality TV. So so Gia's basically like, they sit down at their dinner, and Gia's like, what kind of food is this? Like normal? And he goes, Italian. Yeah, okay, normal. Okay, how's... She goes, how's it been for you at BravoCon? He goes, I don't know, it's just tiring. It's a lot. She's like, what was like the coolest part for you? He goes like, I don't know. I feel like it's all the same. Just photos of fans in different sections. Yeah, so many photos. Like, do you ever feel like I'm like forcing you to like be here? Stuff like that.
He's like, yes, you're literally forcing me to be here. He's like, yeah, you gave me no choice. And she goes, uh-uh. And he's like, yeah, you know, I don't like to be on camera. I don't like to film, like, all the time. I don't like to have to, you know? And, like, you have to. We're in, like, two different worlds. Like, yeah, but what about when we get, like, married and have kids and, like, take the next step a moment? And he just stays quiet. He's like, ooh, I couldn't tell you.
They have this great shot where he's like, I don't like being filmed. And then they just, like, pan over to see that there's like a camera directly on him. Gia, it's time to move on from this guy. Sorry. I don't think you should have to give up your reality lifestyle. You have been raised in it. You obviously like it. And this guy, you like this guy. There are other fish in the sea, fish that you should swim with. I mean, it's tricky too. Like, it's weird. If you find,
I was gonna say, there's the other side of that too, where like someone who doesn't want to be famous is good sometimes, right?
Maybe it should just be like, he lets her do her thing, but then he doesn't have any obligation to be on camera, because that would be good. But if he's gonna make you not do this, then that's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, I don't think he's making her, right? Or maybe that's why he's holding out with the proposal and issue. Stuff like that.
It's obviously an issue that they're having. Because
I think she wants him to be there, you know? It's like you have to show your life on these shows. And so if you're just going to have an off-camera boyfriend, then that's not really going to work. But he's already given you the answer many times on camera. We've seen this scene a lot. Even he's like, oh, my God. She's like, why are you not taking it seriously? He's like, we've had this conversation like 50 times.
It's like, but I also, like she's young. Answer. There's time to find someone else.
That's true.
Now it's day three.
Even when you're old, there's time to find somebody else.
That's
a lot of people out there. Just look at a McDonald's sign and look how many fucking billions of burgers have been served. And just think, only one of those people really needs to find me attractive.
Or just think about it this way. Of all the billions of burgers being served, there's always going to be someone who also just wants the crispy strips. Meaning?
True.
Like, there's a menu... That there's something on that menu there that you think will never get picked, but there's someone who will pick it.
Day three at BravoCon. Let's start off in Shai's room.
I love this. He's in bed with his two friends, and he's like, oh, gotta wake up and start the day. Like, gotta get ready for the fans. And his friend is like, oh yeah, all your supposed fans out there. She just laughs in his face.
So Brooks is getting ready with Chloe. He's like, BravoCon day three, are you gonna be at my panel? She's like, of course. Yeah, we're so close to selling out at my booth. I can't hear you. But I can't hear you. You're the same person. Just surely you hear what the other one is thinking.
I'm really trying to make Brooks Marks the focus of my career, and the next steps are to launch the resort collection at Winter Pop in New York City, and I'm extremely stressed. My parents are still investors in the company, and if I'm unable to pay back their investment, they have the right to seize all the goods, including my sourdough starter, okay? And I can't let that happen.
What the fuck are they going to do with 1,000... terry cloth skinny or whatever it's called hoodie,
terry cloth light that disintegrates in your fingers that.
Yeah. So then Ava is getting ready and Rachel's there now, and she's like, honey, please wear the Bottega Vintage. I just love that. Thank you.
Just do it,
sweetie. That's why I'm me.
And Ava's like talking about how this whole thing with Hook, it's just been so sad and so hard. They're still living together. They have a pillow fort between them, and thank God for Vegas. And you know, my mom, I need my mom. And Rachel's like, my suggestion after my 51 years of living, going through ups and downs and being maligned by Beyonce, is that you just need that core group of girls, you know? And she's like, yeah, well, Ariana just went through the exact same thing that I'm going through, and she had a breakup, and now she's living with a boyfriend and then having to have her own place. So it's nice. I sort of have that.
It's like, wow, yeah, that's like synergy, you know? Like, guys come and go. Am I right? One day you're Jay, the next day you're Zay, you know? But the important thing is girl and girlfriends, you know? You know, being a girl's girl, that's what's really important, honey. Mom, I really want to move out of Hook's house. I'm not being your
women supporting women.
Okay.
Women supporting women. Yeah. So will you support me leaving? No. No.
Good luck with that. So Ava talks about how she's really close with her mom. And when her parents got divorced, her mom was supporting herself and still is. And now that she's in a similar position, you know, she's not just like, Mom, I need help with my English. Now she's like, Mom, I need help
with my broken heart.
So then, oh, so lovely, so beautiful. Now it's 20 minutes until the panel, and everyone's getting ready and et cetera. And I think there was like a moment in here where Shy FaceTimes his mom, Pia, and he's like, "Mom, look at my shirt." She's like, "Oh, darling, that's the most beautiful shirt I've ever seen." And she has her phone like hanging from the ceiling because she's like looking up at it like this. She's like, "Could someone please send yes. someone to get me out of this well? Thank you."
That's how you're supposed to do FaceTime. Finally, someone who gets it. And then they cut to the moderator room 20 minutes before. And there are these two kind of bald guys staring at each other going, "Do I look fat? No, do I look fat? No, do I look fat?
Is my hunchback showing?
No, do I look fat? No, do I look fat? Can I make this a bigger font? No, it's printed."
Yep, and it was us. So we see them all line up. And Ava and Shy are really nervous that they're going to get asked about their relationship. What happens? What happens if they get asked about it? What happens if they get asked? But don't worry. We didn't ask them because we didn't know. So guess what? Here come the moderators. It's me. It's Ronnie. We're here. And you see me on stage going, "Oh my God, I can't believe we got to moderate Next Gen New York City. You guys, this is crazy. Oh my God, I can't stop popping my hands."
And I was like, "Oh my God." Hey guys, guess what? Here comes Next Gen. And then I put the cards right up to my face. Like, cover my face. Next Gen NYC, do you not remember where you are? For fuck's sake, you have one thing to say. You got to read it off the card.
Yeah, well, they also show a shot of me just looking down at my card, like straight down. You just see like the top of my head, be like, "Ask Ariana, how's Hudson?"
I thought so you did great. And I actually love that we came out kind of color coordinated. We didn't plan it.
That was purely by accident, but we were both like in our like olive moment. Day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like our brownish olive.
So we became their kids. It's so funny because we're watching this whole show. We had no idea that there was this Charlie drama happening in Shy and Ava. And you watch the show and their whole vibe is like, "Oh my God, like that's crazy. You know what would be iconic is if you went on a party last night. Oh my God, I hate Charlie." They're all like that. And then when we go out on stage, we had to walk by. They were all lined up like in a single file line. And we had to like walk by them. And we're like, "Hi guys." They all were like, "Hi." They're like 7-year-olds being like, "Hi, Mr. Mandelker."
Yeah, because, you know, Karen. Because on this show, even when someone's 5 years older, they're like, "Oh, my God, they're so old." You know, so we're like really old for these poor kids.
It was like watching Merlin and Gandalf walk by them. They're like,
"Yeah, they're like, can we go to the bathroom?" They're raising their hand. But they were so nice. And let me tell you, also stunningly gorgeous. Every single one of them was just so good looking. And I mean, we see them on TV, but seeing people in real life, I was like, "Oh my God, you guys are also, your pores. Where are they? You're all so cute." And Amira, vavoom.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. Stunning.
I think Amira is having a wonderful season. I feel like, first of all, she's had way more screen time than she did last season. I kind of felt like she was stitched in last season, like midway through. I think Amira is great. She is so, she's so charming, but she's like, her personality is just, I don't know, like you want to be like her friend. She's really funny, but she can really sort of like stiffen up and like call you out. Like she's really, I think, had a wonderful breakout season. I think she's fantastic.
Yeah. So, the panel, Georgia, like your hands, like you don't like wash your hands. Like what's that about? Like, does that follow you around? Like not washing your hands? Like,
and then you're like, "All right, this one's for Shy. You weren't in the season that much. Like, is it because of your name? Are you shyer? Are you a more reserved person?" And he like didn't get it at first. I remember him being like, "What? I don't get it because of my name." It's like, "Shy, your name's Shy." He's like,
"I can't really blame him." I'm like, "Hey, and then Shy, you ever heard dad jokes? I've got them."
He goes, "I met everyone through Dylan, and then he just left. He just like left me with these people, and I believe that what then happened with that they cut out was me saying, 'Yeah, what happened to him?'" I was like, "Yeah, does anyone watch his OnlyFans?" Remember, I asked something about Dylan's OnlyFans, and everyone was like, "I was like, okay, back to the questions. Never mind."
Well, that's good. What if they answered like,
yeah, I jerk off to Dylan every day. God, I miss him.
I know. Maybe I asked just where Dylan went. But anyway, then we have Ben. Ben from Los Angeles asks, do you think there's anyone... Oh, by the way, sorry. I should mention that Shy was saying how he was like, oh my God, I don't know all these new people. And then he's saying how like, oh my God, but then once the questions start, I'm having a great time with it. I'm killing it. So then I say, do you think there's anyone on the stage that could learn from Riley in terms of being more honest? And little did I realize when those words had left my mouth that I'd be starting a tense, vicious fight between cast members later in the episode.
He's like, I'm not going to lie, Brooks. I think I can learn a little bit from Riley. And Brooks is like, starts giving him laser eyes. This is the most emotion we've literally ever seen from Brooks. And it's just a tiny movement and laser eyes. And he's like, yeah, I mean, well, like, I could learn from Riley, or Brooks can learn from Riley, because, you know, she's like direct and like saying stuff that's like, I don't know, like, that's good, right? It's a good thing. It's a good thing, right?
Shia's like, I mean, Riley's the most confrontational person, and Brooks for like a year now has been like talking about how he should be more confrontational. So it's obvious in my head, like, putting two and two together like a monkey would. But then next thing you know, Brooks like flings his head towards me and like stares daggers at me. And there's your slow-mo Brooks turning around and be like, what?
And that ends the panel and our recap of this show. Goodbye. Thank you very much. So it's over. And Shy's like, oh shit, Brooks is mad at me. Like walking off the stage, I know like, oh, there's going to be a sorry, I burped. I just definitely know he's like more mad at me now. Dun, dun.
So now they
already, we mentioned this last week, they already all seem to have a problem with Brooks. I felt like there was a question in there, something like I think Georgia, who let fame go to their heads too much was Georgia, they all said, right? But didn't they say something shady about Shy? There was like some weird energy with Shy there, but I don't remember quite what it was.
Watching it. I don't know. They don't seem to like Shy. It's so.
Yeah. We're like, what's up? Why do they hate Shy?
Yeah. So now they go to dinner and they're at the Eiffel Tower having dinner. And, Ariana says, my dream is to go to Paris. I've never been. And Charlie goes, it's such a shithole. What? So Ariana goes, stop. It's my dream. Can you not ruin it? You've ruined a lot of things. It's just like so overly romanticized.
Okay, Charlie.
Yeah, sure.
And Ariana's like, you ruined things. Like, God, just leave Paris alone. He's like, oh, don't worry. I'll still be ruining things. There's your relationship with Liam.
And Ariana's like, what's wrong with you? He's like, don't worry. I don't think they caught that. She's like, every single fucking camera's pointed at us right now. He's like, they just assume we're a couple right now. That's why. And then meanwhile, we see Liam, what he's doing during this is that he's like playing video games. He's like in one of those like seats, like where it feels like you're actually driving. He's having a great time.
Yes, he's in one of the actual driving seats with three screens in front of him. He's like a serious gamer, you guys.
It's also an art. It's also an art. Huge part of the industry. just
studying
the research. Pretty method.
Yeah, I'm studying for my new role as a legend, you know. From League of Legends. I'm one of the legends. Actor.
He's like, yeah, I don't know what BravoCon is. Okay, I mean, I have an idea of what it is, but I don't follow that. Come on. Is it written down in Courier New? Then I don't know what the fuck it is.
I don't know. I don't get it. So,
am I acting? No. I am becoming. Okay, thanks. That's the Liam scene for the day.
Unless BravoCon is a film from the 70s starring Al Pacino about a hard-boiled detective, pretty sure I have not seen it.
Is Bravo done on 70mm? Did not think so. Or even I'm all right now.
Is it something that can be watched in its true format, IMAX? I don't think so. So, no, yeah. I don't know what it is.
Charlie, back to Charlie, is like, hey. Want to go to the bathroom, Ariana? She's like, fuck off. Charlie's like trying to get everybody doing his coke with him, I think. And at the end, he gets Shy in there. The very subtle guys. Like, what do you think about that?
I know, right?
I don't know. What do you think about?
But Ariana and Charlie are being very flirty. She's like doing like big flirt laughs, like throwing her head back, like, Charlie. And Riley's watching this and is like, we have a new dynamic duo over there. Riley's like, do you think you were being slick, Ariana? She goes, no, there's nothing there. I mean, he likes to say something that's like really out of pocket, and it like makes me flustered, and like sometimes it's like fun. So like, what about that? Sounds like I have like a low-key attraction to him.
Yeah, so the cast is like, we knew it. We knew this was going to happen. So Charlie asks the favorite part of the weekend for everybody, and they're like, because we won. What about that? And everyone's like, oh my gosh, you guys, congratulations again. Congratulations. Everybody's so great. And then Brooks is like, I'm shocked. I didn't think Charlie was actually going to get booed. I was kind of shook. And then, yeah, that thing that Shy said about me.
And then they flash back to us yet again, and me being, what's the number one thing that you think you've learned? And then Charlie's like, not too much. There's nothing really for me to learn. And then Ronnie goes, I've learned nothing, and I'm proud of it. And I go, pitchforks, because everyone's booing.
Yeah, they were booing his ass. But he was asking for it, though. He came out with his sunglasses and, like, slashed back in his chair. He's like, what? Made me talk. So he was honestly really entertaining. He really commits that one. Georgia's like, yeah, my head was like not really on the stage at BravoCon because my eyes were flying away from me. And I was like daydreaming about holding Prez's hand. He's so cute. Like, I don't even know where the conversation's going, but when I hear my name, I'm like back on it.
And then this is where you ask, so who has fame changed the most? And then Riley's like, Georgia. Everyone's like, Georgia. And she's like, huh? Yeah, okay, I'll take it.
And she's like, thanks, guys. That was so nice. And Riley's like, yeah, that wasn't a compliment.
I know, I love that. Georgia's like, that was like really nice to be changed by fame. It's beautiful.
They all said fame made me hotter. So thanks, guys. So then Charlie's like, well, I like the late night hangouts in my room with the girls. That was my favorite part. And Ava's like, oh, yeah, I was going to say, Shy told Charlie that I was flirting with you all night the other night. So what the fuck?
Charlie's like, what can I say? Charlie's like, what can I say? I'm nosy and I like drama and gossip. Well, can't fault him for that. So Charlie's like, well, that's not how I would describe it. What is. And so Ava's like, isn't that what you said? Or I guess maybe Shy said that. And Shy's like, oh my God, I can feel my food like in my throat. Like literally I'm about to throw up on the spot.
Yeah, but like I hit you up. You're like, yo, T, like you and Shy, like, you know, the good gossip that I am. Like, is it not true? Like there was a moment that you guys ended up like drinking late night, TikTok, late night. Like I wasn't trying to say in a critical way. I was just trying to say, like, are you pregnant?
And so Ava's like, yeah, well, when I'm drinking, I just like to have like fun or whatever. And like then things got like misinterpreted. But like he was trying to like have fun and keep the night going, you know. Bonding. And Charlie's like, you know, Ava does this funny thing where when you confront her about something that she did, her first instinct is to push back. Like that's usually called defending yourself against embarrassing allegations.
Yeah. And by the way, she didn't do anything. So
yeah. And there's that too.
Weirdo.
So then Brooks is like,
yeah, she's triggered. It's probably because there's like maybe some truth to it.
I'd like to say something. Shy. What is it that you said about me on the panel? It's like, oh, about what? Oh, yeah, this table's so long. It's like humiliating him to lean over and ask people what they said. Can you say that again? It's like, what you said about me on the panel? Like, why?
Oh, well, they asked if there was anyone on the panel that can, like, learn something from Riley. And then I felt like, well, you've mentioned that you're not confrontational. So I thought, like, then you could learn something from Riley. I was just trying to help.
You felt it was good to say that publicly in front of hundreds of people to me.
Oh, girl.
Have a public confrontation. You're telling me I need to truthful, improve though. My confrontations. Don't you understand? I don't want to be confronted about that publicly.
I know. He's like, I'm going to confront you about how you're saying that my confrontation sucks. How about that? That's my confrontation now. So it's like, it's just truthful. Like, yeah. It wasn't meant to be upsetting. It's like, yeah, I don't think it's, like, cool to, like, sideswipe me like that.
Brooks, you we're going to help out Shy with his photo shoot. And then you ghosted him. So that was the original side swipe. And Shy's like, it wasn't an insult. I was just answering. Georgia goes, I didn't interpret it as an insult towards you, but you know, once again, like I have been the most changed by fame. So I have a different perspective on things in a good way. Complimentary.
So she is like, well, were you also like saying to him though, like implying that you want him to be more direct with you? Like what's going on between you? I've been doing this since I'm 8. And Shy says, no, it's not like I wasn't thinking that. I was just like nervous on stage. Okay. Meanwhile, Charlie and Ariana are still off flirting together.
Yeah.
And yeah. Brooks is saying, yeah, like you told me you had nothing but good things to say about me, but then you badmouthed me to my friends.
Yeah, my friends of like 5 years and say horrible things that are untrue about me. Meanwhile, Charlie and Ariana are like flirting over chapstick. He's like putting on her chapstick. And then Shy is just trying to defend himself. And Charlie, of course, is like not there to support him whatsoever. And Riley's like, I'm a little confused. I'm scared about this pole situation going on because she's watching this happening with Ariana. She's like, mm-mm. And by the way, I think it was whole situation, not pole situation. I misread that.
What's there something in here where he said something like, yeah, and then you said like you had to call my agent or something? And that's not true, but it was true. He did say you have to call my agent. All my modeling stuff is booked through my agent. So
then while there's this like this low-key squabbling's happening, Gia's like, guys, I think you're both making great points, which is my way of saying stop it. The reason you obviously addressed this is because it was bothering you, and I know it was like our mini reunion up there on the stage, so I brought up some things as well, like that we were feeling and maybe we didn't know about. But like with that being said, I think we all really are like growing as like a friend group, so I'm obligated to invite you all to Friendsgiving now. And everyone's like,
what the fuck? What kind of
what segue was that?
What kind of segue is that? It's like, I'm doing this my whole life. So they're like, okay, great. Thanksgiving, Friendsgiving. So now we go to Jersey.
They're like in Jersey.
Yeah, they go to Jersey. It's like, yeah, Jersey. Like, oh fuck, god damn it. So then we go to the plane, and Ariana is sitting in coach with Charlie. Oh, my God. This is crazy, though, because she had a first-class seat with Amira, and she gave it up to go sit with Charlie in coach.
Yeah. What the hell? That's one of the most damning things you could do. One does not give up your first-class seat. Do we not remember Katie and Tom Schwartz? Does not give up.
She gave it up. See, this is what Katie wanted.
Yeah.
She gave up the first class seat to be with the person. You know, it wasn't like when Tom Schwartz was like, I got upgraded. Have fun in coach, idiot.
Classic. So Amira's like, Ariana and I decided to upgrade our flights to first class so we could sleep in first class. And then she gave it up to sit with Charlie in economy. It's not giving. I don't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole.
And Amira's like, yeah, this is like a dark cloud looming us back to New York. Liam's going to be there on his little horse at the airport waiting to pick up Ariana. And it's going to be all three of them on the back of Liam's horse. Oh, that is crazy. What happens in Vegas this time? She is definitely bringing that back to New York with us.
Well, the good news for Liam is that he's been finally added to the group chat, which is great. And then Rowan, Ava, and Amira meet up for lunch, and they just sort of catch up with everything. And, you know, Rowan's saying that, you know, she went to Liam's premiere. And Amira's like, oh, my God, we missed Liam's premiere. I'm, like, so sad. I know. That's, like, it's actually so fucked. They, like, laughed. Like, oh, my God. Because they're, like, he had a full-on movie premiere. And we're, like, bye, off to Vegas. That's, like, the implication there. And they just start laughing.
And then they're like, oh, my God, you like Liam? And then we cut to Liam. And he's like, yeah, Austin's been so helpful, super helpful. He's given me shoe sizes, wine names. I have a favorite restaurant I like. I need the date for a probation. And I made a reservation for that night.
Yeah.
In the back, where no one can ask for autographs.
It's too planned. She's going to feel trapped by this. Yeah, away from the paparazzi. So Ava is like, yeah, Ariana ended up giving up her first class seat to sit in coach next to Charlie on a red eye home. And Amira's like, and let me tell you, bitch, there's not a single thing in the fucking world that would ever make me give up my first class seat. Roman's like, oh, didn't she say she wouldn't touch Charlie with a 9-foot pole? Like, yeah, honey, that pole is getting shorter and shorter. And then they also shared a car home.
Oh, my God. So Gia's planning Friendsgiving, and she's talking to people on the phone, and they're talking about what they're going to be bringing. And then we see the list, and it's like, you know, so-and-so is bringing this. So-and-so is bringing that. Brooks Marks, sourdough.
Sourdough. And you think this is just like, whatever, it's just a scene of like a...
We know you're bringing fucking sourdough, Brooks, okay? Jesus.
So we think this is just like, okay, we're just seeing, you know, some Friendsgiving assignments. You bring this, you bring that. You know, Ariana and Liam bring some roasted carrots and Brussels sprouts. Okay, whatever.
Oh, that pinged me too. I was like, what, you're a couple now?
I wasn't really paying attention. Together? I just was like, oh, whatever. It's just stuff on screen. And then, but here's the thing. So Rowan got added to the list as well, the group chat. But no one took Hudson off, and Hudson saw Ariana and Liam paired together with joint vegetables for Friendsgiving. And it has now kicked off a drama. And I'm like, this is actually the funniest, most relatable drama of all time. I love this.
It is. And I also want to give Rowan credit for having the best thing on here, butternut squash soup. Like, you don't hear that often. People being like, oh, I'll bring the butternut squash soup.
She has to transport a soup to New Jersey. That's kind of tricky. I wonder how she's going to do it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily going to be easy. I don't know if it was like the brightest thing, but I think it was, I was like, wow, delicious. I would invite her.
Yeah. Sure. Oh, 100%. Rowan's thing. Always invited.
That's how she's judge a Thanksgiving list.
I love a soup.
I love a soup.
So I'm already very happy.
I love a soup.
Yeah, so now we've got the drama for the rest of the season. Dawn, dawn, dawn. So the producers are asking Charlie if he has feelings for Ariana. And Hudson calls, and he's like, wait, what the fuck? What's going on here? This Liam guy, he did not stay within the boundaries that I set. Yeah, because nobody gives a shit that your daddy's rich. Who are you to set fucking boundaries?
I know. Like, you don't call the shots. You're not even here. You're not really even on the show. You didn't even go to BravoCon, and you were supposed to. And then you're going to complain that no one followed the boundaries that were not, like, had no jurisdiction in the first place. Shut up. Get out of here. So,
yeah, it's like, what's going on with this Liam guy? I mean, Jesus, Charlie, I thought it was going to be you if anybody did it. And they all laugh. And Charlie's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Charlie is doing
it. It's funny that, it's funny. Like, you know, the weather was great today. By the way, I saw a cloud. I saw a door. I went through a door today. What are we talking about? Life, right, man? Okay. Catch you later.
Wow. I hope Charlie gets whatever money he needs for his club before.
Hudson exactly.
What's been going on?
You gotta be a little smarter, Charlie, when you are going after the piggy bank's lady love.
Yep. So Charlie's like, yeah, she says she would never touch me with a 10-foot pole. So of course, like, that hurts my pride. And then I'm like, I'm gonna prove that I'm gonna get it anyway, because it's like I'm competitive, you know.
Yeah, and then he has this, like, crazy scrambled monologue about, like, he says this stuff about, like, I mean, I think that, like, my friendship or flirtation or whatever with Ariana is, like, perfectly genuine. And, like, I, if anything, like, I'm trying to hide the details of it from the show, but, like, not the other way around. And producer's like, what? Like, what are you trying to protect? I mean, if I had fucked Ariana yesterday, I wouldn't be telling you right now. Like, that's my point. It would make her look terrible, you know? Like, would it not? I mean, that's like it's like a bad look for sis, right? Because forget Liam, forget the show. How about just Brooks and Riley? Like, just Riley. So when I hide it from the show, I mean, I'm gonna spare her, like, the revealing the truth, which is that, like, we were flirting. But that's it, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nothing's happening. And I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm protecting her. But certainly, like, he's purposely leading. Oh, such a little asshole, this guy. But he is really funny, you know?
He's a good villain. This one. Yeah. And I don't think, so, and he wasn't like, doing it with like a wry smile. I think he was like, he was really trying to explain his logic in a way that I was like, what are you saying? You're telling on yourself.
Yeah. It's weird that he's such an asshole and he seems so detached and mean, but then he's got such a perfect insight into himself when he's like, yeah, you know, she said she didn't want to touch me with a 10-foot pole. And then that really affected me and my pride. So then to overcompensate, I'm really like, he read it. He just doesn't care. It's so funny.
Yeah.
He's like, yes, I'm sensitive in a very sociopathic way. If that makes any sense. They're like, okay, got it. So then he goes to the bathroom with Liam. And he's like, yeah, you know, I really need to figure out. Get all my skinny boys confused. He's like, yeah, got to really figure out the ratio of how much I like want to grab Ariana's ass and stuff. You know, it's got to be a delicate balance. Like, she's, you know, reluctant to play ball, but, you know, it's the cameras. It's all the cameras. She doesn't want to do it in front of the cameras. And Shy's like, yeah, I'm exactly the same with the cameras up or down. Like, I don't give two shits. Like, what do I care?
Yeah, so we'll find out what's going on between those crazy kids.
Yeah, I think Charlie said that.
Super entertaining.
Sorry.
But super.
It was funny that they were both in the bathroom clearly doing coke together, talking like the cameras can't hear them. You guys, how new are you?
It's great. It's great.
It was a good one.
Yeah, but yeah, Charlie is really about to lose the funding for his club. That's for sure. Georgia will get her revenge in the end.
Yep. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for being with us for another week. We will talk to you tomorrow with Real Housewives of Orange County.
Bye. Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.